You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Bright and early this morning, ARC Investments gave us their full year numbers. I'm of course referring to African Rainbow Capital. They gave us their numbers for the year ended the 30th of June 2024. I have the privilege of speaking to ARC's co-CEO Johan van der Merwe to catch up on the numbers and just get a sense of how the business performed over the last year. Good evening, Johan. Lovely to speak to you again. Net asset value of the business up pretty much in line with what was last year's performance, but intrinsic net asset value significantly gaining from that. What do you make of the performance? How do you feel about it as a team?
Good evening, Jimmy. Always, very nice speaking to you. Thank you. Yes, we're happy, you know, given the circumstances with quite a few headwinds in the operating environment, especially with the uncertainty with the run-up to the elections and some geopolitical tensions that are still experiencing in the world. You know, I think the portfolio did well. Yes, we did a 21.5% increase in our net asset value, but we have to admit that 750 million of the 3 billion or so that we increased with was an asset raise. So the increase in the portfolio was actually about 2.7 billion rand, which is more in line with about 16% that we've done in the last year.
2.7 billion rand is not a small number by any stretch of the imagination. I want to take a look at the two biggest contributors towards that. I think undoubtedly the expansion or the growth that we've seen in the TymeBank business to the tune of around 1.2 billion rand in fair value gains, and the Rain business, 600 million rands there. What has been driving that? Has that been a lot of international business, local business, or a combination of both?
It's a combination. On the Rain side, it's only local, but obviously on the Time side, it includes the international side as well. Now those two are, you know, by quite a margin, our largest investments in the group. So on a relative basis, they should actually give you the largest. But they also were two sterling performers in our portfolio. As you know, the Rain valuation is done on a discounted cash flow basis. So we look at the future cash flows that we expect and we discount that at a certain rate. We use quite a high discount rate because it is it's not really a startup, but it's still this earlier stage type of business. And, you know, it's really just that unwinding of the discount rate of close to 20% that gives you the unwind of the value there. So that increased by probably about 500 million or so, if I'm not mistaken. And then on the Time side, we actually use the value of the last transactions that we've done. We do quite a bit of asset raises, especially to fund the business offshore. You know, we've gone into the Philippines, now going into Vietnam as well, and the next stop is going to be Indonesia. And we need quite a bit of cash on that side to grow the business. On the South African side, we've reached break even. So we don't really need more cash on this side to build the business. But that's the value at which we raise the new funds. And people are willing to buy TymeBank at that price. So that's actually, you know, very gladly accepted.
Johan, speaking of cash and the additional outlays that the business needs to commit to, I mean, there's additional CapEx commitments that have been put forward for each of the businesses going forward. But alongside that, the last time you and I caught up, you said you don't really like keeping a lot of cash on hand. And at the time, it was around 500 million rand this time last year. Now we're at about 163 million. But you've also kind of sold a couple of things. I remember the last time you and I sat down to chat about this, you had sold off a couple of interests as a holding company, as an investment firm. What's the strategy at the moment? What's the thinking around the business? I see the core business is down to a couple of assets, 12 or so investments, and really that's a concentration that you guys are focusing on.
That's right. Our top 12 investments make up about 90% of the portfolio now. And we do have quite a long tail, to be honest. But that long tail, there's a little bit more method in the madness there, in the sense that it's smaller businesses that we incubate within the ARC environment. And usually we roll them into other businesses of ours. Or, you know, sometimes we hope that one of those small ones actually become a unicorn at the end of the day. But to talk about the cash, we've got less cash at the end of the year, but you know that end of the year is the 30th of June, which is very much a snapshot in time. But obviously it's an ongoing process by selling and buying businesses, etc. And we were obviously busy with a few transactions that happened after year end. So the ARC fund actually got a very nice inflow of about 1.3 billion rand after year end, which obviously doesn't show in the numbers, because I have to admit 160 million of cash at the end of the year, you know, would make you feel a bit uncomfortable if there wasn't any other money coming in. So we're very happy with that 1.3 billion. But you're right, we also don't want to sit on cash for too long. But, you know, I would say at least 60% of that has already been spoken for in terms of other investments that we're looking in, some of our other investments that we're also supporting in growing, et cetera. So I think from a cash flow point of view, we are in a very, very healthy and comfortable state.
Johan, if I could we take a look at some of the corporate adjustments that have taken place quite recently? I'm referring to the Sanlam Life cleanup of their holdings, the 25% adjustment between the businesses there, but also the incoming of Carl Westvig into the TymeBank business. Obviously, part of these decisions and the thinking around it is to just make the business leaner where it needs to be, but also just prepare for your future plans. Take me through perhaps some of the developments that might be coming out.
Yeah, so that's a very good remark, I have to say, Jimmy. So a few years back, Sanlam bought into our financial services investment businesses, but the whole financial services we had to split between all the banking-related assets and the non-banking-related assets, which are really insurance and asset management. And they bought 25% in the insurance and asset management part because they had relationships with the Capitec and FNBs, etc. But those relationships have come to an end. It was just a normal end of that type of relationship. And then they saw their way through to invest in TymeBank. And because Sanlam is going much more in the fintech area, and they appointed Rian van Dijk to really look at that entire part of Sanlam, they were very, very interested in TymeBank, which is obviously a digital bank. And in that cluster, we also have Crossfin, which is kind of like almost I call it a flea market of fintech businesses. You know, some of them early stage, etc., but very, very promising businesses. And now they've decided to buy 25% of that as well, so that they will hold actually 25% of all ARC's financial services kind of like investments. So Carl was actually the CEO of one of the businesses within Crossfin that we actually bought into TymeBank, and that's how he was brought into TymeBank. And he worked with that for quite a while. I mean, he was with Retail Capital. We've actually rolled Retail Capital out to Philippines now as well. And the CEO up till now, Koen Jonker, he's going to go into the our Asian businesses now, and Carl is going to take over as CEO in South Africa. I think he's a seasoned professional. He understands the business. As I say, you know, the Retail Capital that he used to run before makes up a big part of TymeBank. And yeah, that's the way that that we're seeing that unfolding over the next while.
Clearly some repositioning, but some very intelligent repositioning at that. Johan, before I let you go, the last time we chatted, we looked at the discount within the business. It was a serious concern, and we kind of looked at a couple of options. And I remember at the time when I asked around unbundling, you said that it might have been too soon to explore that. How are you feeling about the fact that the share price, even though it was up for the day, is still trading at a significant discount of around 40% to the net asset value? Are you thinking unbundling? Are you thinking potentially even just delisting and saying, you know what, this is not a fair representation of our business?
Yeah, I must say we are a bit disillusioned with the market, how they look at it. But, you know, they say the market's never wrong. So what we can do is to put the score on the board, and hopefully the market will reward us eventually. You know, we haven't sold one investment for less than net asset value in the past. But the market is making us trade at 40% of a discount. You know, so that's why we've also, during the last year, bought back quite a number of ARC shares, because we say if we can buy our own portfolio at a discount of 40 to 50%, you know, it's probably one of the best investments that we can make. Now, whether one should delist or not is a big question, because I think there are benefits for that and case to be made against it, etc. But, you know, we would be negligent if we don't at least discuss it and consider it on an annual basis. And it is always on the table. But we'll see how things develop in the next while. You know, I think some of our early stage investments are also going to go through that J curve. They're going to be profitable. I think the likes of Arain could start paying dividends, etc. And maybe the market then looks at us a little bit differently, because they can see that these investments start generating cash and paying dividends. So let's hope that the discount can come down to a more respectable, say, 20% or so.
Well, whether the market chooses to recognize it or not, the shareholders out there that invest in the ARC Group, those that see the value in the business as a whole, would be shareholders and would be happy with the performance. And nonetheless, thank you so much, Johan, for the time and for the insights. Johan van der Merwe, co-CEO at the African Rainbow Capital family, joining us to reflect on the year that was for them, as well as what lies ahead into 2025.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.